You mentioned transanal excision. How do you approach that decision? How do you approach it technically? And are you involved with the American College of Surgeons study looking at that?
I was initially appointed by Sam Wells when he was executive director of the American College of Surgeons and then subsequently the head of the ACOSOG, American College of Surgeons Oncology Group, to be on the colorectal cancer site committee. And I pioneered the initial effort of ACOSOG, which was teaching total mesorectal excision, showing by video-based education that you could communicate the skills to effect a change in practice. So I'm very involved with ACOSOG, although for the last few months I finally have just been too busy to continue in that role, so I do support their activities. In terms of the decision for transanal excision, there's been a lot of back and forth in the literature where transanal excision was initially thought not to be a great procedure. Then it went through a period in the 80s and early to mid-90s where it was used extensively, and now we've gone back over the last 10 years to see very high recurrence rates, and not only high recurrence rates, but when patients recur after transanal excision, the lesions are often incurable at that point. These patients are getting palliative resections. So the use of it is limited, in my view. You have to have a very special situation. A T1 lesion. I would not approach a T2. It's got to be a T1 lesion. The most common scenario is either someone who's fairly unfit for a major operation, even laparoscopic, or someone in whom the major operation would require an abdominoperitoneal excision just because of the location of the T1 lesion, right on top of the sphincters, and you're not going to get a good margin, but you know it's only T1. And the patient is young, and they say, I'm willing to take that risk. I'll be followed along. And then there's this whole question, should you give them either pre- or post-op chemoradiotherapy, which is, of course, one of the trials underway. There's no answer to that question that I know of yet. That's a special group of patients, and that has to be a very long and very involved discussion because I don't believe that operation is as curative. I think its far better role is in the elderly and infirm patient with a T1 lesion where you're willing to accept that little bit higher recurrence rate in lieu of the higher morbidity rate of an abdominal procedure. The transanal procedures, these days I'm preferring by the transanal endoscopic microsurgery. I think it's a more exacting technique. I sent one of my junior faculty to be trained by Buse in Germany, and I preferentially send her cases, unless they're in the very lowest part of the rectum. Anything in the mid-rectum, I think it's better approached under direct visualization with finesse. It's like anything else, and I'm sure the results will ultimately be better because the tissues are being handled more precisely and more carefully with the transanal endoscopic microsurgery approach.